Okay, so next on the agenda is the acceptance of the financials. Board members, in our new style, I am going to go over El Centro's first. The first is their financial summary. You can see that we're projected to have slightly a little bit over revenues in comparison to our budget, and we are spending slightly by 2% under our current budget. Overall, the graphs show you the revenue summary as well as the expense summary in comparison to the budget. It also shows you our income statement, so you can see where we are going a little bit over budget or a little bit under budget. I also included a new slide that they had provided us, and this is just our cash balance over time. And I thought that this was really helpful because it did a comparison from last year's cash into comparison to this year's cash. We are always so focused, I think, on cash. You know, over the last couple months, I shared with you, we were really keeping a close eye on cash. So I thought that this might be helpful for you. Moving into, I also provided you with the balance sheet for El Centro. And then moving into San Bernardino, same thing. San Bernardino, as we have spoke, has been a little bit more tighter this year. You know, they had less enrollment and just a different expense makeup. They're slightly a little bit over budget in revenues, and they're slightly under budget in expenses. Same thing. I also provided you with, you know, a comparison, their actual to budget summary, and where they're spending a little bit over budget versus a little bit under budget. Seems like it's in staffing for them. It's a little bit under budget, actually a little bit over budget. I misspoke. A little bit over budget in staffing. And then I also showed you a comparison of monthly cash balance over time. And for San Bernardino, I am pleased, or actually we're pleased to share that I think in the beginning of this year, cash was something we watched very, very closely, to the point of, you know, very, very close expense management. But moving into, I feel like the latter part of this year, San Bernardino is a lot more favorable. We'll be also watching that again going into the beginning of the fiscal year, because board members, as you're aware, that's when states slows a little bit on payments until we move through the school year. Any questions on the financials?
Just a comment. I'm glad to see that both schools are really working on keeping a track of the expenses and it really looks good, and I really like the new look here.
Yeah,
it's really make it easy to see. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know I also obviously included the balance sheet for San Bernardino as well. Yeah. And hats off again to CSMC. I think they completely revamped all of their financial reporting. I'm not sure if I know that we did the process to review if whether or not we were going to engage them again this year. So I'm not sure through that process they actually looked at maybe their systems and their reporting and reframed some of those for us.
This is Christy. I just want to second that. Much more easy to read and understand in this format. So thank you.
You're welcome. Do I have a motion to accept the financials for San Bernardino and El Centro?
Move to approve.
I have a first. Do I have a second?
One second, Dixie.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to go for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 4 roll call votes. Next on the agenda is the approval of our independent auditor. Board members, I am presenting, basically I'm recommending our current auditor, Wilkinson, Hadley, and King. I know I've shared this before in the past. They are the same auditor that completes the audit on the school district of El Centro. So that helps us as far as the submission of the report to our one authorizer. I shared a while ago that the auditors have to be selected from a list approved by the state. They have been approved by the state. I know last time we had some discussion on if we could maintain the same auditor and for how many years and what really is best practice. Thank you, Carla. You helped me out with that, a lot of that research. And I think we came to the conclusion that as long as it changes the partner that facilitates the audit, that we would be okay. And this last year, you know, we had been working very closely with Kevin's role. I believe he took kind of a step back, and another member of his team really worked closely with us. I recognize that when it came down to the actual report, he did the report because his colleague was not available that night. Going forward into this year, I do believe that he will also, again, take a back seat as far as the facilitation of the audit. With that said, do I have a motion to approve the audit firm to conduct the independent audit this year?
I'll move to approve the proposed auditor.
I have a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Dixie.
Any discussion?
Nope.
I'm going to go for our roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries with 4 roll call votes. Thank you, board members. Moving to information items. A couple meetings ago, I believe our BEA, our union for our El Centro team members had brought before you, and what they call it is a sunshine proposal. And they had spoke to you, the union reps had spoke to you, and I believe they identified the different articles that they wanted to review as we move into this collective bargaining. Board members, as you're familiar with, based on COVID and I guess a lot of other different elements, both the union and management did not go into collective bargaining, knock on wood, last year. We said that we would table it and move it into this year. So like the union had presented their initial proposals or sunshine proposals, management also is required to do that. So what I have before you just sets forth, it says the Ballington Academy's initial proposals. The following sets forth the Ballington Academy for Arts and Sciences initial written proposals for upcoming successor contract negotiations in accordance with the Educational Employment Relations Act. Specific language pertaining to each article will be presented during our negotiations. So these are just some of the articles that Ballington Academy wishes to review during this initial bargaining time. And I'll just go ahead and I'll read them to you. Article 7 is work year and hours of employment. We have an interest in discussing and potentially renegotiating the structural aspects of work days and work hours for unit members. A lot of that has to do with our calendar year reduction, board members, that you had approved, I think, a couple board meetings ago. Article 12 is the certificated evaluation procedures. We have an interest in renegotiating the term applicable to evaluation procedures, including the process and ramifications related to complaints from parents, as well as failing to maintain a safe or organized classroom. Article 13 is employment status. Ballington has an interest in renegotiating the terms relating to immediate termination during the term of the employment contract, as well as conditioning governing any unit member suspension, dismissal, and renewal of employment agreements. Article 15, health and welfare. We have an interest in renegotiating the terms relating to the timelines of our health committee. That's called out in our collective bargaining agreement at this point. Article 18 is Ballington has an interest in renegotiating the terms relating to the timelines of the calendar review. Article 22, negotiation procedures. We have an interest in renegotiating the applicable term of the successor agreement, as well as the extent to which reopener negotiations may be necessary. Article 27, compensation. We have an interest in renegotiating increase to wages applicable to bargaining and to members. Article 28 is assignment and reassignment. Ballington has an interest in renegotiating the terms of assignment and reassignment. And then just remaining contract articles, Ballington has an interest in maintaining the status quo with respect to all remaining contract articles at this time. Ballington reserves the right to add, modify, or delete proposals for any or all contract articles during the course of negotiations and according with the applicable laws. So much like the union team members had read their initial Sunshine proposals at one of our board meetings. I think it was two meetings ago. We are required also to present our Sunshine proposals as well. And then the next step would be, of course, to begin negotiations on those different articles. The next information item is the spelling bee. And Mr. Anderson, I'm going to actually turn this one over to you.
Well, you know, we're very proud of Julia Nunez. She actually, every year, she's been winning our spelling bee since kindergarten, and took home the prize. And then when we competed at the county, she won. So now she's going to represent Imperial County at the, I guess, Washington National Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
Now Valley's National Spelling Bee champ. So, you know, we only busted a few buttons.
Yay. Does she need anything going over there?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I think they pay for a trip, right? And somebody to come along. I mean, I'm not sure what the next thing is, or what they need. I don't know. You know?
I think the county pays for it. But I think there's also a donation.
You want to set up some kind of a GoFundMe kind of thing or something like that to try to see about other family members coming and, you know, to support. I mean, I think that might be something we might want to do as a community. Just say, hey, you know, because they pay for Julia and they pay for one person, but I know there are other members of the family as well. Proud grandparents, there's a proud uncle. So if that would be something that, do we need approval for that from the board or how does that work? I wouldn't know.
No, I don't think you need approval for that. You just go ahead and do it.
All right, I'll put it on the agenda tomorrow. We'll talk about it. Okay, I'll put that on my meeting agenda tomorrow and we'll discuss and get back to you guys about that too, okay? Great, but yeah, it was marvelous.
Board members, would you like us to draft a letter on your behalf congratulating her? Or is there anything you want to do from the board?
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
That'd be nice.
Okay. And then we can draft it on behalf of the board, just sending her sincere congratulations. And then, Mr. Anderson, I'm not sure if you want to plan at the next board meeting board members presenting it to her, or I don't know as far as delivery goes.
Yeah, we could do that. I'll talk to Mr. Nunez.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. And Cassandra, I'll get her a bouquet of flowers.
It would be nice to recognize her at the board meeting and you know, give her some flowers and applaud her and present her with the letter. That would be very nice.
Yeah, before she goes, it's the end of May.
I hope we finish testing first. Okay. We need her scores.
Really big deal. Congratulations again to definitely her and her, gosh, her class, her, your Ballington, Mr. Anderson, and all of your team at Ballington.
Yeah, we're very proud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next on the agenda is I just wanted to have Mr. Anderson and Ms. Brander just share just a couple things. I didn't ask you to do a formal principal report. I know you're just getting back from spring break. So I just wanted to for you just to take a moment and share with the board some of your focus for the next. Oh, my goodness. I feel like it's winding down. We're already into probably planning ahead for next year, but maybe just your focus for the last, my goodness, 6 weeks, 7 weeks?
I'll go first. It's going to go fast. I know that. We're basically, you know, we finished our last baseline assessment, so we'll be looking at that data. I've been looking at it and talk about how that informs instruction. And after that, we'll be doing some serious RTI and trying to move our tier two students up and our tier three students forward. I sent home a letter today. It's a scathing letter to the parents today, having to do with the SAR process and our attendance rate and putting it forth that we need to change the culture here. So I'll be focusing on that. I'm sure I'll get a couple complaints tomorrow. And then basically also work on grant spending. I know we've got a couple of grants that we're working on so that we can spend them before the deadline and not lose the money. So we'll be doing that. And then after that, it's completing the LCAP plan. We're involved right now doing student and staff survey, student and parent surveys. So we're doing the community surveys right now. We'll look at that data and then do the LCAP and then onward to the SBAC. And then we continue.
And the budget, right? Now we're coming up into the time of the year where that LCAP is big time, as well as the budget and enrollment.
Yeah, and that's the last piece. We will be starting it like intent to return at the end of this month for the parents and the kids so we can start doing class lists. And then after the class list, we'll also be sending out letters for our summer program. And then we'll be looking at, next year. So I'm here now, but I'm next year already.
I know. I know, exactly. It really is kind of winding down, so to speak, right?
Yeah, it is.
Time goes too fast.
It has. It's gone so fast.
Seems like it.
What's the old saying? The days are long, but the years are short.
Yes. It's definitely.
Brander?
Very similar to Mr. Anderson, we are actually in the middle of LPAC testing right now. And that's the state test for our English language learners. And in 2 weeks, we will start our SBAC testing, our CAS testing. And that's the state test that all third through fifth graders take. Up until that point, we're still reviewing and doing test taking strategies and things like that without causing any undue stress to these students. And then after that, as far as the classrooms go, it is continuing to identify those kiddos who need intervention, but just reviewing and making sure that they're ready for the coming year. We are already accepting applications for our summer program, and we're organizing that. We're trying to figure out who is doing what topics and classes and things like that. And we have a huge interest. We have already started the process of recruitment. We already have about a class and a half of kindergartners. So I feel like our enrollment is kind of back where it was, or it's starting to get back where it was pre-COVID. I'm feeling pretty good about enrollment for next year. Let's see, what else do we have going on? On June 9th, I would like to officially invite all of you to come to our, the staff is going to strangle me because I'm not going to remember all the words. It's the Show Out Art and Book Festival. We are having almost like a fair where each class is going to have a booth that's the theme of a book. They're going to choose a book they've been working on this year. And almost like an end project for a PBL, they're going to create a booth and a game based on that book. And then we're also inviting a couple of authors and someone doing barbecue. And then people can come inside the building and attend the art show. So that is June 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. And you are all invited. It is the last Friday before school ends. We are also preparing for our promotion ceremonies for fifth grade and kindergarten. Just to let the board and Doreen know, promotion this year is more than a little bit emotional. The kiddos that are promoting into sixth grade this year were our very first TK students. So we've had these students since they were just 4 years old. And there may or may not have been a few tears from some staff members, may or may not have been me already when we are talking about these ones that are still so little in our minds, and now they're taller than we are. And so like Bill said, we're also getting ready for next year. We're talking about, you know, maybe what students should be together, what students shouldn't be together, who wants to teach what, where different things will go, because, you know, space is so limited in our building, things like that. So it's very much a process of having kind of one foot in this year and one foot in next year. And just like Mr. Anderson, I've started with the surveys, and we just got the emails today for the LCAP, which is extra fun this year. And I think that's about everything. I think we're going to end on a really high note.
Good.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep. And
I'm happy to hear that about enrollment, Shannon.
I don't want to jinx it by talking about it too much, but
right.
We're getting a lot of phone calls and a lot of walk-ins. And I realize this isn't exactly on topic, but I worked with Doreen and we sort of did a calculated risk, and we spent a little bit of money and did what they call every door direct mail. And we created those little postcards that you get in the mail. And we've had at least 5 students enroll based on that outreach. And then we're doing Facebook and Instagram ads as well. And we've had many, many, I want to say like 15, 20 enroll as a result of that. So that those costs are paying off. We actually had one drive by and look, you know, we have the gate now, and look and saw that the teachers were watching the students, which to me is a no-brainer. They immediately pulled over, pulled in, walked in and said, I see that your teachers are really paying attention to the students. I want to enroll my child here. Okay, come on in.
That's so cool.
So, like I said, I'm just getting a lot of good vibes about it, but I don't want to jinx it.
Right. We only lost 3 children this week. Just kidding.
Thank you. And board members, I know both Mr. Anderson and Ms. Brandner had mentioned the LCAP, and that definitely is a daunting project. Normally, we would have until the middle of June to get that approved, but as Sam Bernardino, our authorizer, is always way ahead of everybody else, they would like theirs by May, the middle, I want to say the first week in May. So we will be coming probably the next board meeting that's scheduled for May 2nd. The majority of that agenda will be for Sam Bernardino presentation of the LCAP, and hand in hand with that is, of course, the budget. So that will be probably what we will be deeply focused on over the next couple weeks, at least for San Bernardino.
Well, maybe it's good you don't do both at the same time, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, somewhat. I, you know, historically, I would like to bring them both to you because I feel like it's more difficult for you as a board. I feel like it requires more of your work. It just because though San Bernardino wants it so early, there's just no way with the amount of work that goes into it and the completion of it. Board members, any closing comments? I did promise a short meeting today. I know we met earlier this month and then, met twice, and then I'm going to ask us to meet again on May 2nd. So I know that's a lot of meetings.
Well, it sounds like everything is coming right along according to plan. So we really appreciate that.
Mr. Anderson has a new playground.
I know, we do. Don't jinx it. We're waiting for wood chips.
Well, that might attract more kids.
Oh, I want to put a wrap on the wall, like a Ballington Academy with the enrollment thing that we advertise. I have that there so that when people drive by, they don't just think, oh, kids playing at a park.
Yeah.
I want to see that sign up there. I want to see the logo or something. Okay. So that's in the works right now behind the green curtain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're happy. Kids are happy.
Very right. Happy, I bet. Oh my gosh, Mr. Anderson, do you want to share the quote that like has lived with us for the last, since Ballington was open, from Mr. McFadden?
Well, he always used to say, I promised the children a good education. I didn't promise them a playground. And I was like, but the children need a playground. So finally, we were able to put her. So we finally were able to do it. So we're excited about it. And, it's also an opportunity to change the culture, because when there's nothing out there, all the kids do is they play infection, they run, they scream, they chase each other. And that's, now they have something to focus on. And also there are three age and stage developed areas. So there's one area identified for TK, kinder, and first grade, one area that's identified for third through sixth specifically, and then there's a second through sixth grade structure as well, and then we have the middle space with open space to play. So there, we want to change the culture, and it'll be interesting to see the work that has to be done to do that. So it's a good thing.
Yes, it is. I know we were just reflecting on that. I think this last weekend, I about the old Mr. McFadden quote, huh?
Yeah, no.
Board members, if that is it, I do not want to keep you longer than I have already kept you. So if there's no other further comments, I can officially call the meeting to close at 6:05.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, everyone, have a great night.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Ever.
While I'm sitting here.